Maria the Doctor.
Who knows what may come next?
22 after 8, we have a champion in our midst this morning.
We've got some big balls in the room.
I see.
And I'm smelling one of them.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Now, look, Jason Belmonte, the Tiger Woods of 10-pin, Australia's greatest junior 10-pin bowler, perhaps greatest 10-pin bowler ever, is in the studio, and his balls smell.
They smell like
bubble gum.
Oh, really?
Is that what's the bubblegum smell?
Well, firstly, let me just say I love coming here because you guys give me the biggest pump up whenever I come into this
Lindsay,
place.
Lindsay, I believe, did just refer to you as the best 10-pin bowler of all time.
I was talking about...
You are the hottest 100 of all time of the bowling world.
Well, he isn't actually lying. He is smelling one of my balls.
Yeah.
And it smells like bubblegum.
Why?
That's the company that I'm sponsored by. Here's a little plug. It's called Storm. One of the cool things that they do that no other ball company does, actually put incense inside the bowling ball. So when leave them in your car and you come in the next morning, you have a beautiful fragrance.
It's like 10-pin bowling for hippies.
So it's an air freshener, but you don't hang it from your rear vision mirror.
An air freshener when you have one, when you have 6 to 10 of them in your car, I don't know what that is.
It smells like if you leave your air freshener in the car for too long.
You were just telling us, because we spoke to you just a few weeks ago, you were in the States, you were voted Rookie of the Year in the States not so long ago, but you were over there doing your thing, but you've brought in two balls this morning, and the you were just explaining why that song was on, what the difference is between them. Because when we go 10-pin bowling, they always just have the higher ones there.
The hot pink junior one.
Is that what you go for?
Occasionally I do, Robbie. The petite size.
I certainly don't go for the particularly heavy one, I have to say. But what are the differences here?
Right. Well, the one that the doctor was smelling is the high-performance bowling ball. It's the one that's going to hook the most and give you the most strike. So the one that you see when you do go bowling on a Friday night or whatever it is, that house one, it's like my second one,
right,
which is it's called a plastic ball. It's basically for your spare. So if you had to compare them to golf, it would be one's my driver, the other one's my putter.
And how do they make – so the driver one, the one that's there that hooks the most, that spins – What is in it that makes it spin? Why is it
incense.
Weighted differently?
It's so out of it, man.
There's a lot of physics that goes into bowling. And I didn't know any of this until I actually went to the States, went to the actual plant where they make them. Inside a bowling ball is an actual weight block. So if you can think of an actual core, and it has a design, so it has a heavier side and a lighter side. And as the ball is rolling down the lane, it'll lean towards the heavier side.
Oh, so it's not symmetrical. It's off symmetry.
No, some are symmetrical.
Right.
But the new high tech.
Yeah, you can see in your spare ball, the one that you use for spares, you can see the block inside. It's a clear ball.
That's right. And it's very symmetrical. It's the same on both sides. You won't see any major hook out of that ball.
Wow. Mm.
But that's how they do it. They put a.
So what's yours? Is that made out of plastic as well? The heavy one?
No, this is a reactive ball. So it's really similar to golf, where you have different clubs for different shots. You know, we need a hooking ball, but we need to hook the lane, and we need a ball that goes straight.
How can we be expected to compete on a level that you do if we don't? Did you have to learn all this stuff?
Yeah, you do. You learn over the years. But you start out with the plastic ball. That's the one that you're going to start out with. And then you progress and get to the high end.
Now, where you learnt was your parents' bowling alley, because your folks own a bowling alley, which is a good place for a bowling champion to learn. But what happens, I mean, when you... Have they still got it?
Yep.
So what happens when you stroll into the bowling alley and do people turn around? It's in orange. You know, people turn around. Is it
you
like
get
just,
your gold cape put on.
Yeah, is there a hush that settles over the alley?
Well, I'm very fortunate because the guys back home at the bowl, they don't talk to me like I'm super bowler or anything like that. They come up and they always say hi and they always congratulate me. And it's really nice. Like, I think if it was the kind of place that they would, I don't know, put me on some pedestal, I wouldn't be very comfortable with that. But they just talk to me like they always have.
Let's face it, you walk into the bowl and your parents go, Jason, get back behind the shoe hire counter. There's some people that need to hire some shoes.
Normally it's get off those video games and come and help behind the counter.
We've got Jason Belmonte, the greatest young bowler in the country.
Although, of all time.
Hey, if you are an amateur 10-pin bowler and you've got some a question that you need to know, how do I increase my hook? Mm. What the hell does Fry's and Kohler have to do with bowling?
Yeah.
Give us a call, 1-300-055-36.
And we're going to rustle up. We've got a pin somewhere in the office here, and we're going to go and find it. And we're going to start doing a bit of 10-pin bowling in the studio this morning. Why not? That must be safe. Fine. Sure. Renegade, yeah.
You can actually check out a video clip for that song on the internet at the moment. Very good video clip. Not the one that Duels made when Tim from Dappled Cities was in the studio with him. There's actually a real video clip that Dappled Cities put together. Good one, too. That's the price off their album Zounds, which comes out in about a month's time.
We are talking 10-pin bowling this morning. We have one of the country's great 10-pin bowlers, Jason Belmo, Belmonte. We spoke to him in the States just a couple of weeks ago where he was competing, mm-hmm. and of course just recently has been crowned Rookie of the Year. Now, you came back to Australia, you had was it a state finals of some sort?
Yeah, we had a national tournament here called the New South Wales Open.
Right. So hang on a second, national tournament called the New South Wales Open.
Yeah, it's a part of the national tour, I should say. Okay. And the national tour in Australia is a little bit smaller than the American one, but it was out of Campbelltown.
Yeah.
So
did you win?
No. No.
What happened?
I know. I'm the greatest bowler of all time, and I couldn't
win. You're such a benevolent God. You just say, you know what? Sometimes someone else needs to have a go.
So what happened?
Okay, it came down to it was a full weekend of bowling. We bowl all weekend, and then it came down to the very last shot.
Was it a midnight bowl? Disco bowl?
It probably would have struck if I had have bowled midnight bowling for sure. But then I needed to strike, and I got a little nervous. And the guy who I was bowling against, it was going to be his maiden win. Yeah. So I'm trying to make myself feel better and say, well, I did it for him. But I just, I threw it okay, but not perfect. And if I could have done it again, I'm sure I would have struck.
So you got 9 and not 10.
That's right.
And you lost.
I'm losing.
Wow. Good way to finish a tournament, though.
Not a good way to finish a movie.
You want to win,
don't we? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, with that in mind, because there was that one still left there, we have gone out and we have found
That pin.
Oh, a bowling pin.
It's actually one that Ricky from Kaiser Chiefs signed one time when they were in.
Yeah.
And it's time for revenge.
And the other thing about your bowling style that people should know is that you bowl two-handed.
That's right, yeah. It's a little bit differently to everybody else. I grew up with the bowling balls were a little heavy and orange, so I could never hold them with one hand. I used to pick them up with two, and as I got older, developed this weird and crazy two-handed style, and then basically the rest is history, and it's a very powerful delivery. So I'm a little worried about the wall that I'm about to bowl.
How long is a bowling alley?
60 feet.
Okay, so we've got about 6 feet. Yeah.
So I shouldn't miss, what you're saying.
No, yeah, but that's true.
I hope not. We're gonna let Jason take his revenge on the pin.
In just a little while. We'll let him warm up, supple up a little tiny bit. News headlines coming up in just a sec.
Supple up.
Oh. Supple-up-a-gus.
My birthday, Susan.
Franz Ferdinand on Triple J, Turn It On, following on from the Bag Raiders with Shooting Stars. We have one of the world's great bowlers in the studio morning. The world's greatest bowler ever.
Yeah.
Hey, Belmo, who is considered the greatest bowler ever, by the way?
He's a guy from America. His name is Walter A. Williams Jr.
And is he current or is he...
No, he's current. He's definitely current. So when I go compete on tour in a month, I'll be bowling against him and 63 other best bowlers in the world. But I'm gonna believe it in my heart, like you guys say, I'm the best.
Hey, speaking of that, is there a bit of psych out? Are there some sort of mind games that go on when you play these tournaments?
There's definitely a few little tricks you can play, You can pretend to give advice when you're not really giving advice.
That old game.
Some of those old games that, rookies like me haven't learnt yet. So making sure I'm keeping my ears open.
So the other thing is, of course, you bowl two-handed. You're the only person on the tour to do two-handed. Now, just describe how you actually bowl.
Right, well, if you can think of like a halfback to the 5'8 footy pass.
Yeah.
That's basically what I'm doing. I'm putting my left hand on the side of the ball.
This is NRL, not AFL. Don't make that mistake, because that'll hurt.
No, it doesn't punch it.
So, basically I'm only going to put my two fingers in the hole.
Yep.
My thumb doesn't go in.
Yep.
And then I'm just going to... throw it like a footy pass.
This is like they're laying up all these innuendos that I can't knock down. There's too many. I'm just going to sit here.
We're just going to leave it. Okay, what we've done is we've got a pin and we've set it up on the one side of the studio. The studio is only about 10 feet wide. So we've got Belmo about 5 or 6 feet from the pin. It's the single pin. Lindsay's just going to put the microphone on the floor there so you can hear the bowl as it hits the pin. How are you feeling at this stage, Belmo? You good? Just yell.
I'm a little nervous. If I miss this, then I wouldn't be a professional.
No, that's so true. I'm a bit worried. Okay, folks. I'll give you the countdown. 3, 2, 1. He reaches back. He bowls. Oh, it's a hole in one or something. It's a
back
goal.
Back of the net.
Hooray. It's a score.
Strike is what you're looking
and the
for.
Wall
it's
a strike.
That was the one pin that you missed on the weekend. So
it's a one pin strike.
That's a perfect score. Thanks. Very well done, Belmo.
Where are you going, Robbie? Do you want to have a little turn on the bowling?
Yeah, I do, actually. I'm going to give it a go.
Hey, I'm Belmo.
That's all right. Can you reset the pin up, and I'll just give it a quick go.
One of the things, I guess, that people associate with bowling is, of course, the music. Do you have a theme song or anything that you you like to listen to while you're bowling?
Well, actually, Kimberly's telling me that I should, which is my wife.
Yeah.
She's telling me that the new song I should play on tour is Come From a Land Down Under from Men at Work.
Well, which is in the courts at the moment.
Right.
It's in the courts.
No, I didn't know.
The flute line may actually belong to another song, the Kookaburra Sits in the Old Gum Tree
Come
song.
Come on, Robbie's so. Busting for a
okay.
bowl here.
Here we go.
Here
we go. Where you are?
Bowling on live radio.
There we go. Works well on live radio. I'm going to do the conventional bowl, if that's okay.
The one-handed.
Here we go. Oh, yeah!
Boys and their toys. Belmo, thank you very much. How did that look good? Was it a good position and stuff?
Look, I reckon if you decide to end your career in radio, there is definitely a chance for you to come on tour with me. It's going to take a while of practice, but I think you can get there.
Wow, Robbie Buck. Buck and the Belmo and the Buck. An unstoppable duo.
Belmo and the Buck bowling.
That's great.
Hey, Jason, thanks so much, mate. We'll chat to you in the States. See how you're going.
Yeah, for sure. I appreciate that.
Awesome.
13 to 9. Bobby, Marie and the Doctor. On Triple J.